Russia and NATO. And thousands of ride-hailing workers are parking their cars and picketing today at major airports. Organizers say it's their largest strike yet in a drive for better pay and improved benefits. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 114 points. More details at srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. We invite your telephone call, your dialogue, discussion, questions, and comments in relationship to what I believe is a very, very serious issue that we need to discuss and come to grips with what we're to do. Refuting false teachings. I'm looking at the headline, and I'll read it again. Should we call out false teachers or just ignore them? In the article, in part, it's a 4-page article. In order to protect the flock, this writer says, we should expose false teachers and teachings to minimize the spread of the gangrene among the body. Further in the article, it says, avoid, rebuke, and call out. To avoid them, you have to know who they are. You can't avoid somebody if you don't know who they are. This idea of identifying and avoiding shows up in the scripture. In other words, Christians and shepherds in particular should be discerning and alert to the behavior and teachings that dishonor Christ and destroy the flock, and not treat them in a casual or harmless way. The Apostle Paul went further in 1 Timothy 5:19 through 20. Paul went beyond that. He said, avoid them, rebuke them publicly. This writer concludes by saying, be alert and discerning to identify and in appropriate ways expose them in order to protect the flock. We should expose them and minimize the spread of the rot in the body of Christ, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's what God calls on us to do. I believe it's biblical to do so. The Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 20 and verse 29 through 31, the Apostle Paul touched on that in the church at Ephesus when he was about to leave them. He touched on what to be expecting and what to do in relationship to that. In Acts chapter 20, verse 29, Paul says, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, and not sparing the flock. He goes on to talk about their teachings perverse to draw away disciples after themselves. And ladies and gentlemen, that's in the church at Ephesus he was speaking of. That was his farewell speech to them as he was leaving. And you study the 7 churches in the book of the Revelation. The church at Ephesus had left its first love. So he warned them about the false teachers. The false teachers, in fact, did come in, and as a result of that, drew the entire church away from the centrality of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In that text, in Acts 20, verse 29 through 31, the Apostle Paul warns that false teachers would come, but he called them grievous wolves. Why is that? Because they're dangerous, just as in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 and following. They're dangerous, they're deadly, they're destructive. They are grievous wolves. Literally, Paul says these teachers will not spare the flock, will not spare the flock. But the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, we live in an era when everybody wants to hear or see some new thing. The Apostle Paul dealt with that in Acts chapter 17. He said to those on Mars Hill, I believe that you're here to hear or to see some new thing. People like to hear or to see a novel thing, something that is different. When you hear a preacher, teacher, or one that's supposed to be a prophet, as they call themselves today, when you hear that, they want to tell you this is something that I've seen, that I've found. Nobody else has ever seen it. Nobody else has ever found it. It's a nuance. It's a nugget in the scripture that's brand new. Let me tell you about it. And there's multitudes of voices today that will tell you things like that. Much of what you hear today is what I simply call psychobabble. As one of our callers just mentioned, it's what I've called the pop-up church with a pop-up preacher, with the pop-up theology, with the cotton candy theology, the goosebump theology, the voodoo theology that you cannot find any place in the Word of God. It is dangerous. It is deadly. It is destructive for the body of Christ. There needs to be discernment on the part of the listener, the hearer, the participant in any worship, any program of broadcast, radio or television, to search the scriptures, see if it be true what is being said. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I would like to address the issue of the false teachers. I like to name them. They are our leaders right now, the members of Congress, who are taking the wrong side of everything against the American people and for foreign nations and illegal aliens. Now, I have missed the last two shows, so I don't know if you covered the Tucker Putin interview, but I'd like to address that.
I did not, but I've read some on it. If you watch that, I'd love to hear your summary and synopsis of it.
Okay. I'd like to say plainly that I am on the side of Putin, not Zelensky and Biden. You've heard the saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Well, that's one way of viewing it. Now, I do not say that Putin is a saint, for sure. KGB agent and all that. But you might call him the lesser evil. Just like I am forced to vote for Republicans who are no good, I vote for the lesser evil. So sometimes you have to vote because you have to vote. Now, as to why I support Putin and not the Ukrainian people or Biden, question, how much has Putin cost the U.S. taxpayer in the last couple of years? The answer is zero, not one penny. How much has Zelensky cost the U.S. taxpayer? Billions and billions.
That's right.
That could have been spent on our own border. So, if the U.S. has not...
Derby, that amount could have built the wall two or three times.
Yes, yes. And also, if the U.S. had not gotten involved on Ukraine's side, the Russians would have won the war already. And that would have saved thousands of lives on both sides. I'm sorry for the Ukrainians and for the Russians. They're fighting each other, but there's no need for them to fight if the war is won by one side. I hope it is Russia, not Ukraine. Also, I want to mention NATO and talk. Trump talked about NATO just a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. And NATO is on the side of Ukraine. NATO wants to put a NATO nation right on the border with Russia. And Putin, of course, doesn't want that. Putin protects Russia and the Russian people, whereas our president is protecting other countries and other borders.
Debbie, so, let me jump in for just a moment, because and of course, I'm sure that you're aware of this. Putin is wanting to protect Ukraine. Biden is wanting to protect Ukraine because that was the money laundering machine for years and years and years and years. It still is today. My question is, how many of the billions of dollars going to the Ukraine are actually being siphoned off by its leadership, placed into some of the Biden family cabal accounts that is there for the future? Zelensky, by the way, that is the head of Ukraine, has already bought, I could be corrected, spent about $12 million for a chalet in France that he's making plans so that at a point in time he can just simply skip out. But Biden is wanting to continue that money laundering machine in Ukraine. That's all. That's the bottom line of it. Biden's not concerned about our border, but wants to protect the border in Ukraine.
And also there are Republicans who support
money laundering.
Let's talk about Trump. Has Trump said anything against Putin lately, in the last couple of years? Not really. Mm-mm. So I think that if you were to ask Trump privately, do you support Zelensky or Putin? He would say Putin. Putin got along with Trump just fine, and Zelensky wouldn't do what Trump wanted. So Zelensky is part of NATO, part of the globalists in Europe, and the people in office, the governments in Europe are NATO nations, and they don't care about the European people. They don't care about the culture of the different European countries.
Well, I find it antithetical to anything that's called truth, where you have Zelensky and Biden with the mindset that we're going to protect Ukraine and at the same time not trying to protect our borders. And when you hear the conversation and relationship to it from the Republicans and the Democrats, especially, who is it, the head of the Senate? Mitch McConnell and some of the Republicans, and I say that he needs to be removed from office. He doesn't need to rerun because we've been sold the bill of goods that we've got to protect Ukraine when we're not even protecting America. And it's the Biden administration that's doing that. But here's the point. Trump was falsely accused and was impeached because of one telephone call to Ukraine. And on the other side of the coin, there's Biden that now is bought and sold, owned and controlled by Ukraine.
Yes. And one more point. I lost my train of thought here. It's about Biden and Trump. You go ahead, and if I think of it, I'll say it. If not, then I'll say goodbye. Go ahead and say whatever.
One of the things that we need to come to grips with, and you talked about the false teachers coming out of both sides of the aisle, it's bad enough for that to take place. It's wretched enough for us to be deceived and lied to by the political leaders. But it's doubly bad, as I see it, Derby, to have that type mindset coming from pulpits, teaching positions, lecturing positions with the false teachers, the false preachers, the false theology today.
I remember what I wanted to say. Now, I know history a little bit. History, not because I studied, just because I lived through it. Russia is not the Soviet Union anymore. It doesn't have the power that it had 50 years ago during the Cold War. So let us not be so afraid of Russia today. Russia is a lot weaker than it was 50 years ago. Our biggest enemies are, as I have said, Islam and China. They are the ones that we should worry about. So if Russia takes over Ukraine or does whatever in Eastern Europe, it doesn't affect us one bit.
You're right from that perspective.
Involved in Ukraine, everybody in the U.S. would be swimming in money.
You're right.
And all that money that could have been spent on
Let me tuck in one little final footnote. Russia may be harmless as we see it today. And from your perspective and what you're saying, I would contend is correct. But one day, Russia is going to lead Iran, Turkey, Germany, and Syria to come against Israel, which will go into a global conflagration, and we will have full steam World War III. That's on the horizon based on Ezekiel 38 and 39.
I will not dispute that, but right now, Russia should be our friend, not our enemy. We'll worry about Russia and Iran later, but today, Russia is, let's say, harmless.
Today, our major enemy sits in the Oval Office in Washington.
Yes, yeah. And Congress.
That's right, absolutely. Derby, thank you so much for your insight. You're spot on. We keep praying, keep looking up, asking God to give wisdom and protect us as a nation and as a people. Thank you so much, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Refuting false teachers. False teachers will not spare the flock, according to what the Apostle Paul says. Then you look at that we looked at it a moment ago. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. The Apostle Paul warns that the time will come when people will not even hear or listen to or tolerate, put up with, sound doctrine. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the key texts in all of the Bible in relationship to identifying false teachers and what false teachers do and how they relate and what they say is found in 2 Peter. And if you're sitting at home, don't try to do it if you're driving. If you're sitting at home, take your Bible and at your leisure, look at 2 Peter, the second chapter, and let me read a few verses. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you that privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon them swift destruction. Verse 2, and many shall follow their pernicious ways by reason of the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgments now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Ladies and gentlemen, simply put, as we find in that text, the scripture says very, very clearly in verse 1, 2, and 3, they're counterfeit, false teachers, pseudo, phony. They are not only counterfeits, but they're covetous, who privately, that is secretly, introduce what the scripture calls damnable, that means destructive, dooming, hearsays, secretly bringing in private conversation and doctrine. That means to slip in alongside. Heresies, there it says. That means philosophies, factions, false doctrines that are destructive. And there are many today that will allegorize the scripture and make it sound like they really know what they're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, you might ask the question, well, who are some of these false teachers? What are some of the false teachings that these false teachers are saying? For example, and I touched on it earlier, the Pope. 1.5 billion people approximately on the globe. The Pope says that homosexuality is not sin. God created you that way. Andy Stanley says the Old Testament should be jettisoned. The Ten Commandments are not relevant to Christians today. And I could go on and on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, there's one that comes on this same network of radio stations. Name is Steve Gregg. It's called The Narrow Path. Steve Gregg, The Narrow Path. Remember that name. He has national radio broadcast. He says, and I've just got a little partial list of about 20 or 30 things that he says that it's false, phony. He says he no longer believes in the reality of a literal hell. He said, I used to believe it, but I don't believe that today. I know better today, he says. He says, heaven is not spoken of very much in the Bible. He said, a lady called in and asked him about heaven, and he said, the Bible says very little about heaven. He said, I don't want to go to some place that you don't know anything about. He said, I'm just looking forward to being able to be in heaven on earth when the new heaven comes down to earth. That was juxtaposing reality of Scripture, and it showed that he doesn't, totally ignorant of what the Scripture says about that place called heaven. Totally ignorant of it. But he's preaching it and teaching it as though he is a full authority. He says, in part, Jesus never spoke about polygamy. Therefore, the Bible is silent on the subject. Steve Gregg says that the Bible does not teach that one-third of the angels fell. A lady called him yesterday and asked about the one-third of the angels that fell to the earth. Where are they and what are they doing today? He says, well, I don't know that they're one-third. The Bible didn't teach that. He forgets, or he's not familiar with the fact, there are three archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. Each one had the rulership of the angelic host in all of heaven. We don't know how many angels were created. God created all the angels at one time. They were created before man was created, according to Job chapter 37, when the angels looked over the balcony of heaven and watched God do the creation. Angels watch as a human being gets saved, and they marvel at it because angels cannot get saved. Angels do not procreate. They're the same number that God created. But the Bible clearly talks about when Lucifer fell, he took with him one-third of the angelic host. Steve Gregg refutes that, says that is simply not so. He allegorizes much of the Scripture. So, ladies and gentlemen, because there's a national voice, that doesn't mean that that person is right theologically. I've listened to the man, the one I just spoke of, several times. I believe he needs to be taken off the radio broadcast because he is not a Bible-believing, solid Christian of what he's teaching. You can go to the website and look at what he's saying, all of his teachings. He is so way out in left field to reality, it is shameful that a Christian would listen and would call in and ask for biblical advice, ask him what does the Scripture say, and then go away believing it. Recently, also, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about who are some of these false teachers. Time we're not allowed to go into the details of just the few that I know by name and what they're teaching and what they're saying that's wrong. Recently on what is called SWAT Radio, we had the two gentlemen that's, quote, teaching the Bible. And they said that only those that Jesus whispers in the ear can get saved. And they went on to try to bifurcate the fact faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. And since Jesus Christ is the Logos of God, the Word of God, that word, i.e. Jesus, has to whisper in the ear to draw that person for that person to be saved. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible doesn't know anything about. The Bible talks about whosoever will can be saved. God is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but his long-suffering, that all should come to repentance and that none would perish. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a partial teaching of Calvinism that they're doing on the radio broadcast. It is heresy. It is false doctrine. It is false teaching. And yet there are multitudes that will tune in and listen to that sort of stuff, believing that somehow, some way, it must be right. I'm looking at an article that says, how should Christians respond to false teaching? The point is that false teachers are extremely, this writer says, false teachers are extremely dangerous, and many churches are infected by them. Churches split. Church splits have occurred because of them. Denominations have been divided, and new ones created because of false teachings. In fact, in the Scripture, the Apostle Paul speaking in the Scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. In verse 3, Paul refers to certain men who were in the church at Ephesus. Further in this writer's article, it says, the first thing these certain men were not to teach was strange doctrine. It's translated teach strange doctrine in the text. That is, the word literally means other teachings other than true, solid doctrine. And ladies and gentlemen, that is what we need to recognize is taking place on a wholesale basis today across America. We need to recognize it and stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Scripture says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, oikos is the Greek word, oikos, hearing, by, dia is the little Greek word, that is through the Word of God. God's Word, the Gospel, is what it's speaking about. There are multitudes today that teach it. Salvation is by baptism. Some teach that the virgin birth is not true. Some reject the virgin birth. Others can say somehow, some way, that a person can be saved today and lost tomorrow. What I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is we need to recognize how to identify false teachers and refute the false teachers and the false teachings. Jesus could have sinned and just chose not to, some say. Others say that Jesus was God's first creation, that God created Jesus. Yet others say that Jesus was the half-brother of Lucifer. Multitudes of preachers and teachers today will deny the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, claiming there are errors in the Word. Modifications need to be made. Changes need to be made in the Word of God. Multitudes today teach that homosexuality is not sin. In fact, we have entire churches that I call them the homosexual churches, homosexual pastors, homosexual deacons, homosexual Sunday school teachers, etc., etc. There are those today, just as I spoke of earlier, like Steve Gregg, that says hell is not a real place. Ladies and gentlemen, what does the Scripture say? Some of the Scriptures are warning that we be aware of false teachers. For example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3 and 4, then verses 11 through 15, the warning that Satan can masquerade as angels of light. I believe that's what we see happening today. Angels of light. That means the Satan is masquerading as being true. This is the reason Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 and following, Jesus himself warns of false teachers coming in sheep's clothing, but are ravening wolves. That is, they're dangerous and deadly. Jude 3 and 4. We must contend for the faith, ladies and gentlemen. Struggle for the faith, for the false teachers have crept in unawares, the Scripture says. Colossians 2:8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. We have that taking place on a wholesale basis. We look at Acts chapter 20, verse 28 through 31. I touched on a portion of that early. Paul warned the churches at Ephesus that teachers would come in to the church and would destroy the church. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you an example. If I were to get a gallon of grade A vitamin D milk, the seal is still, it's still sealed. I pop the seal on it. I open the jug of milk. I put one drop of arsenic in it. I put the lid back on it and shake it up. I pour a cool glass. Would you take the first drink? That's what we see happening today. It's taking the purity of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the purity of the Word of God, and adding to an admixture, taking away or adding to the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we must do as the Scripture says, Acts 17:11. We must test to the spirits to see what is true. Test and see what is real. The answer to false teachers is for Christians to study the Word, to know the Word, to be able to understand when they hear false teaching, to refute it, to reject it, to refute it. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it's time Christians get into the Word of God, study the Word of God, know what the Word of God says. Then we can recognize that which is phony and false. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and